Here, chickity chick 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 chick.
I don't guess you know any calls a sheep.
No, because I haven't.
Say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you know, all that stuff that you have to
hitch
them
up.
Would it be, is that the same thing as what some people mean when they say they have to harness the horses?
Same thing, harness and hitch up. Well, now, you could differentiate by saying you could harness a horse and he could stand there all day, but if you're going to hitch him, you're going to put him to the wagon.
Well, I guess when you harness him, you put on the bridle and all that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about riding a horse, those things that you guide with.
Reins.
And the things that you put your feet in.
Stirrups.
Well, what about the things that you guide the animals with when you're plowing? What would they be called?
Plow lines, I guess. Yeah, because they're rope.
And what about those, you know, those trenches that are cut out by a plow?
Rows.
Yeah. Never heard them called anything else.
I guess rows all I've ever heard.
You ever heard it called furrows?
Well, a furrow is part of your row, isn't it?
I guess so. I guess row would be the comprehensive term.
I should think so.
I see.
Your furrow sort of describes the type. Now, we've got a mare tiller. We make a row, and we have a furrow that's higher than the row part.
Well, what about, say, if you had a couple of horses hitched to a wagon? Have you ever heard the horse on the left called anything in particular?
No.
You ever
lead horse?
Lead horse.
But I didn't know it was the left. I thought it was the right.
Is that right?
I don't know. No, don't put that in there. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about this expression. Say if something's not right here at hand, you might say, well, it's just a little
piece away.
Or say if you've been traveling and you've not yet finished, you know, where you're going, you might say that you still had a
little piece to go, a little ways to go.
Or say if something's, somebody has asked you where something is, you might say, well, that's very common. You don't have to look for that in any special place. You can find that just about
most any place.
Or say if somebody slipped down and you fell that way, you say fell
backward.
And that way.
Forward.
Or you said you were a fisherman. Say if you just hadn't had any luck, didn't catch any fish, and somebody asked you, well, catch any fish? You'd probably say what?
I'd say, well, I just didn't do so well today.
Have you ever heard anybody around here say anything like, well, didn't catch an arrow one?
I've heard that lots.
Are you aware of whether you ever use that?
I don't know.
Don't use that?
No. We had a family living close to us on our farm that used the word nary, and that was one of the no-nos.
Is that right?
That's right. No, I've never used that. I have lots of times I've said no luck today or something like that, but no nary one. Oh, I might in slang do it,
right.
But not seriously.
Or say if a farmer has a good yield, he'd say that he raised a big
crop. Mm-hmm.
Or say if he had a piece of land with a lot of trees and bushes on it that he wanted to put into cultivation, what would you say he did?
He'd have to clear it.
Clear the land?
Yeah, clear that.